Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, my guest is Lindsay Swisher, and she is on the board of the Kitsap Mediation Center. Lindsay, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
And Lindsay is also a trained mediator. She recently got her master's in negotiation and dispute resolution from the Werner Institute School of Law at Creighton University. And she's going to talk to us today about a bunch of different topics surrounding community mediation, and possibly we might also get to mandatory mediation, trainings, culture, and how everything fits into it. So why don't you start off, Lindsay, let us know a bit about the center over in Kitsap County.
Yes. Well, the center currently has been in existence since 1984, so it's been a main staple of our community and something that I have become very proud of. We currently serve in a variety of different avenues of, we do small claims court, victim offender and the juvenile system. We do family mediation, tenant landlord mediation, and also neighborhood disputes. We have approximately 100 volunteers that volunteer all of their services, from the level of training to mediation to just essential office work.
So how many mediators do you have on your roster there?
We have around 100 volunteer mediators, okay. Although we do not currently utilize all 100 of them. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. And so one question that I thought of, because I also do volunteer work in New York City in community mediation in regards with the courts, the court-connected mediations, are they done at your center, or are they done in the courthouses, or can you tell us a bit more about that?
Anything that goes to the court, small claims court, in the last year has become mandated that all small claims court goes through mediation first. That is done at the courthouses.
Oh, okay.
Any family mediation, like family plans, parenting plans, family mediations are done at our center, but they are through the court system.
Okay. Well, that's a topic I wanted to bring up later, but since you brought up the whole issue of mandated mediation, maybe we'll go straight to that now. It's been a really hot topic, it seems like, on one of the listservs, but in the mediation community, even not just locally, but nationally and internationally, the whole concept of mandatory mediation. And I know you're not speaking on behalf of your center, but maybe if you can share with me, what are your personal opinions on that? And maybe from your experiences, the whole issue or the concept of mediation being mandatory when it's supposed to be, you know, self-determination.
Right. You know, from a personal perspective, because I have a passion for mediation, there's a part of me that says, oh, of course, yes, mediation should be mandatory. It's still a voluntary process. So even in our court, when it's court mandated for our small claims court, or even if in our family plans, all the parties are required to do is show up. They show up and they say, nope, this isn't going to work for us. They can leave and they have the ability to leave. From the perspective of being it mandatory, I think that it gives people the exposure and the chance to see if this is something that's right for them. And in many cases, it is right for them. And in many cases, I know our center has done a great job at working with these parties. However, if mm-hmm. it's not right, they can leave, and that's okay too. That's their prerogative. So I think it's just more of the ability to get the exposure and let them have a taste of mediation. If it's something that they don't want to do, they don't have to. So to have it mandated, I think I understand the caution behind it, saying, oh, you know, this is, especially because we talk about it being such a voluntary process, mm-hmm. We're still not pushing people to say you have to go through the whole process. Just have an introduction to it, and if it's something you want to do, great. If not, that's fine too.
Right, yeah, and, you know, I don't know, what do you think about when I sort of discuss it with people, and we did it recently at Cafe Mediate, a separate podcast series, and I was talking about it with Amanda Bucklow, a mediator from London, and one of the things that I've been thinking about more and more so is should the conversation really be on mandatory mediation, or I think really the importance is just the awareness that people are aware of mediation and what it is, whereas, like you're saying, it's if they're being if it's mandatory in these court-connected cases, and I know that's the case in the situation in a lot of these community mediation centers that are connected with the courts. I think, you know, let's, for a second here, not worry about the whole aspect of it being mandatory, but I think it might be possibly more or equally important. Let's just make sure the parties are aware of what mediation in what mediation is or what it isn't. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it gives the parties yet another tool to resolve some kind of a dispute. Of course, I think what happens in when it's court mandated, people automatically put their defense up because it's it's the court systems, and you're saying you have to go through this process, and so you kind of get already people that are in these situations put their defense systems up. Where I like what you're saying in regards to giving them an awareness of, yet there's one other tool that can be used to help resolve your dispute. And awareness is something that I think is so essential in our field, period.
Well, and then adding to that too, I think something you brought up too is it makes me think of how important it is for the mediator during their introduction to mediation when the two parties sit in there to make sure the person fully knows that, look, hey, it is part of the court system, but it's not the judge. It's not you say your side, they say their side, and then the mediator is going to decide who's right or who's wrong. And I think developing that rapport and also really getting the people to be fully aware of what it is in a matter of a 2-minute introduction, I don't think it's very easy, but it's really something that's a very critical element in the mediation process in this setting. Specifically, in looking at it from the mindset of training, I wanted to bring up, I know one of the many, many things you do at your center is you recently just gave an in-service training. And by the way, for the people that are listening, an in-service training is for these community mediation centers. Usually once a month, they train the mediators to keep them up to date on different topics. So could you tell us a bit about the one that you just did?
Sure. This month, we chose to do just a small in-service. It was about 2 hours long on culture and gender, and specifically culture and gender in mediation, that as mediators to be sensitive to culture and gender, that when we're mediating, we as human beings are variables, but it goes even further because we live in such a society that we have to watch for the differences in culture and genders, especially at our center where we're working with a lot of families and family mediation. So watching and being very sensitive to certain cultures and certain cultures, their differences in how they communicate, their culture in regards to some of their nonverbal cues is really essential. And then also gender. In our family mediations, we always co-mediate, and we co-mediate with a female and a male, especially when we have, you know, a married couple come in, because we want to be very sensitive to gender balance and also just different gender issues that can happen within a mediation.
Yeah. And I think, as you're saying, it's very important, again, not to keep using the word awareness, but it's really making the mediators aware. And I say the value in doing that every month on a different topic, I think, is extremely beneficial. One thing, as we're running a bit out of time, but maybe I wanted to get your feelings and thoughts on the concept of marketing and raising, making people know that these mediation centers are available. What's your experience with trying to get the word out, and how is the Kipsack County Mediation Center doing it?
Well, you know, that's probably my number one passion. When I found this dispute resolution center, I grew up in the area that I'm at, and I left for a long time, came back, and I was driving down the street. I found the Dispute Resolution Center of Kitsap County. Like I said, it has been around since 1984, and although I participated in the dispute resolution field, I had no idea that it was here, and most people have no idea that it was here. So one of the things that I sought out, and I just recently we had some change in the board, and we finally have developed a marketing committee. Our whole premise is awareness, and it's just a matter of trying to figure out how to bring awareness to a community to utilize the services of a dispute resolution center.
Yeah.
And we're still working on it.
It's a work in progress. And I think that's the case
Absolutely.
Everywhere, whether it's a community center or a private practice or a group. I think it's constantly marketing and raising the awareness and getting the word out there to let people know that, hey, it's just one of your options. As
Right.
we're winding down here, was there anything that we missed or that you'd like to add?
I think it's just, it goes, we've both said the word a few times, and that's awareness. And I'm really passionate about the Dispute Resolution Center community, Dispute Resolution Centers, for this fact, is simply because this gives people, not only volunteers, the ability to learn what dispute resolution is, but also gives other people a resource to help resolve disputes.
Well, Lindsay Swisher, I want to thank you very much, everybody. We're very fortunate to have Lindsay here talk with us. Again, she's a mediator from Kipsack County, the Seattle area of Washington State. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, everybody, this is Jeff Thompson for the ADR Hub podcast series. Thank you for listening, and I hope you listen again. And feedback always, or if you have any topics you want us to discuss, just send us an email or leave comments in the feedback section. Thank you. Bye.